Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 12th of January 2017, and this is the 513th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've just been having a little nostalgic trip. My iPad, the photo app on the iPad, now brings up an image from this today and sometime in the past. So today's date and some random image from some other year on this date. And today the image that came up was of misty hills in the south of France, and it really made me want to be there. It was such a lovely place, and the cool and the misty and very, very atmospheric. It was at a place called the Muse Inn, and it was about 20 or 30 kilometres outside, or maybe more, outside Carcassonne, in the foothills, really, almost, of the Pyrenees. The Muse Inn is a place that's been set up totally for writers to find a place to write, and it's self-catered and quite inexpensive, and I had treated myself to a month at this place in 2013, and it was, it was so astonishingly beautiful, and looking at it, it really, really drags me in. But I have to say that I had the most terrible, terrible writer's block when I was there. I can't blame being there on the writer's block. I had been suffering from a block for some time beforehand, and I prepared myself, I thought, quite well for this writing month, this retreat. I made cards of all the scenes of the book that I had written so far, and one of the things I thought I would do there was to look at the gaps and see what bridging things I needed to write. And it all sounded fairly clear in my head what I needed to do, that all I needed to do when I got there was actually look at these bridges that I would have worked out, and then to get writing. But I was almost beside myself with not being able to write. I would lie on the floor and just stare at the ceiling. I would sit at the desk. I would draw, I would write nonsense for 20 minutes, half an hour, just writing. When I say writing nonsense, I mean writing without even letters. And writing, and then writing just whatever came into my head, that you always hear this thing of, just keep writing. And really nothing seemed to come. I went for lovely long walks over along tracks that had obviously been used for hundreds and hundreds of years. I got lost in the oak forest, knowing that there were boars about. I picked up chestnuts, and I, apart from not being able to write, it was the place was lovely, but I was so beside myself at not being able to write that it really stopped me from enjoying the fullness of it. And I'm just thinking back to then, you know, I still often get stuck. I still often get stuck, but I can't, since then, I haven't ever been as stuck as I was then. And I think part of that problem, part of that is being at home, I'm much more willing to let it go and just do something else for a while and then pick it back up again. But because I had placed a lot of money in, and a lot, but probably not just that, but just placed my expectations so highly on this trip, I didn't know whether I'd ever be able to do anything like that again. I think I had just so over invested it with what I was going to do that I couldn't do it. And so it's been very interesting getting this image on my screen today, and has really made me think a lot of that, about that. And it also reminded me of a piece written by Adrian McKinty, who writes crime novels about trying to get away to a place in Tasmania in order to write, and it didn't really work out for him either, although perhaps for slightly different reasons. So sometimes it doesn't work better going somewhere else. I do think that I kind of probably learnt quite a lot about myself in that month, but in terms of getting, producing writing, it didn't really cut the mustard for me. In fact, it didn't cut the mustard at all. I think if I went back again now, I'd be much more likely to be writing. I've become much better at not giving myself a hard time when things don't work. Whereas then my expectations were very, very high. And also I think I've found other ways of loosening myself up. So that's what I've been thinking about today. And I've been doing some writing on the novel as well, so I'm quite glad that it didn't kibosh my ability to write today. I do hope that whatever you're working on, that it's going well, but if it isn't, I do hope you can stop yourself from giving yourself a hard time, that you can just slacken off and tell yourself to have a rest from it, do something else. And if you happen to be living in the south of France somewhere, go out into the mist and have a lovely, lovely, cool walk. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. No, that's not true. On Saturday, today's Thursday, isn't it? I usually don't do a podcast on Fridays because it's the day that I'm trying to get Murmurs of Mole out. This is not a Murmurs of Mole week, but I think I'm going to keep going with having that Friday off so that I can really concentrate on writing something else, whether it's the novel or whether it's the Mole book. One or the other, I'm giving that a little bit of a run. So I shall talk to you again on Saturday.